Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
So while we're having this conversation there, Danny, I last week I got into a conversation on air about a problem between me and the missus.
Oh.
That every single time I want to go to bed, I have to wake this woman up off the couch. Because, one, we've got a new super comfortable couch. And, two, this woman just falls asleep naturally. Now, that's not really a big deal.
Right.
Am I a little annoyed? A little annoyed that as an adult, I have to wake up the other adult in my house to go to bed. Yes, but she works hard. She's a tremendous mother. I love my wife. If this is the biggest issue I have, we'll be fine. It's not.
I have the same issue.
Thank you.
This happens to me at home as well, to where my fiance, Brittany, she loves nothing more. One, mm-hmm. she does want to go to bed as often as we can.
At the same time. Okay,
that's
yes.
not
it's,
always
I'm looking
possible.
In a mirror right
yes,
now. It's slimmer.
It's not always possible, and we both understand that. But in an ideal world, that happens to us.
Mm-hmm.
She also understands that there are certain times where I will be up later watching a game. I will be up later recording a podcast. And she has to get up and go to work, too, in the morning. Like, she works very hard. She has to drive 35 minutes to work every day. Like, it's not the easiest thing in the world for her. But she also loves laying on the couch, watching TV, closing her eyes and falling asleep, and then I have to go wake her up and try and get her into bed. And waking up an adult is not always the easiest thing to do.
Yes, especially when you cohabitate with them, especially when you're in a relationship with them.
Yes.
And it is a catch-22 because on one hand, I think it's adorable to watch, just have my wife like be asleep on the couch next to me, because women are beautiful and my wife is beautiful. So like there is a part of me like I do like looking over and seeing my beautiful wife.
It's cute.
Yeah.
It's adorable. Absolutely. I totally get it.
But it is that rub of now I have to wake you up. And like it takes me a while to power down. Because one, when I walk in, one, I have a 40-minute drive home. And I'm usually already starting to think about the next show.
Right.
Right? So I don't really de-stress there. I just process stress there that I put off for 5 hours. But then when I get home, it's like, because everybody's excited to see me. Again, first world problems here. The dog's excited. He wants his 5 minutes. Each one of my girls wants their 5 minutes. Ness and I have our download of here's the 10 things you need to know. Here's the 10 things I need to know.
Right.
So all of that within itself, plus the 5-hour show, requires like an hour, hour and a half, 2 hours of doing anything other than thinking about my job and thinking about the things that are stressing me out.
Mm-hmm.
So I can get to the point where my brain will just click off and I can go to sleep.
Right.
And I don't have a big window about like resting, because like now with my oldest being basically in high school, I have to wake up at a specific time if I want to get that extra time with her, which is 6 a.m.
Right.
Which when you watch football games and anything else. So it's this giant moving target. So the thing that I've started to do, just because, all right, when I'm ready to go to bed, I take the dog out. The lights are off. I make sure to put away dinner. I do every one of those things so that she doesn't have to, so we can just go to bed. And the problem is, the second she wakes up, she's a new person.
Really? So, like, yes. She just catches a second wind?
And not just a second wind, but because, you know, she's slept enough, she's now distanced herself from the things we talked about. So she's ready to have a different vantage point on all those things I've spent 2 hours trying to get out of my head. And so when we go to bed at the same time...
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Love my wife here. She instinctively goes, so what are we going to do about your mom? That's the worst. If you have
you
an
just want to go
brain,
to bed.
Yeah, I just want to go to bed. Like, I literally, because now I've powered down.
Yes, you've processed that. That's all out of your brain right
the
now.
The second this gigantic dome hits the pillow, it should be over.
Yeah.
That can't happen.
No.
Because she's like, well, but don't fall asleep until I climb into bed because I want to give you a night kiss and I want to talk about things. And I'm like, I'm cool with a night kiss. Don't say a word.
I want to go to sleep. Yeah, I want to close my eyes.
And so the problem is then I get super grumpy because it's the same thing every night. And so then I start to like, I'm going to bed now. I'm not the nice person anymore. This is a gremlin. He's tired.
Yes.
He's probably a little hungry. All right. I'm like, yeah, don't feed me after 10 p.m. and let my fat ass go to sleep. And the problem is that we get into that where she can't do it that way. So we have a contrast of styles here. And for years, Danny, 7 years to be exact, I have threatened to just leave her asleep on the couch.
Have you ever done it? And also the other thing I need to know here, mm-hmm. when she takes these little naps, mm-hmm. and my fiance calls them napetizers.
That's really good.
When she takes these, how long is she asleep for? Are we talking a half hour? Is she on the couch for an hour with her eyes closed? I think the duration of her sleep matters a little bit in this conversation.
They are at least 30 minutes. She calls all of them 20-minute naps.
None of them are 20 minutes?
None of them. So it's anywhere from 30 minutes to an hour and a half to 2 hours.
Oh, no.
So she's getting up to 25% of her nightly allotted sleep on the couch.
That's tough.
And then I've waited the last moment because the worst thing for me is if I go to bed and I'm sitting there thinking, I will stay up till 5 in the morning thinking before passing out exhausted.
You're screwed.
Yeah. So last week on Friday. So I thought it was it's Friday, it's a safe day to do this, right? Didn't have to wake up the next morning for lunch. We did actually because it was Livy's party that day. So I just decided. I didn't give her a warning. It got to be 10 o'clock. I looked over. She was, I'm going to say it. She was snoring. So
Brittany does not snore. I don't have that issue.
Neither does my wife. Wink, 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 wink. It's just must have been something in the air. But
allergies.
So what I did was I'm the Hungarians. I know it's called the Irish goodbye.
Yes.
Hungarians. It should be the Hungarian goodbye. My brother does this. I do this. My uncles used to do this. When we're done with whatever it is, party, it could be a wedding, whatever it is, we don't tell a single soul.
Goodbye.
We just walk out the door.
Yep.
And we
gone.
Do it so quietly. Like an hour later, you get a text like, where are you? Oh, I went home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm happier now.
I didn't turn off the TV.
You left her on the couch?
I didn't turn off the TV. I didn't turn off any of the lights. I left a note saying, I didn't leave the note. I wrote a note saying, I haven't taken the dog out. That's on you. And then I was like, nah, it was too obvious. So I go to bed.
So did you take the dog out?
I did not.
Oh, wow.
No, this was a spiteful move.
Wow.
I did not power down anything
in
that house.
Wow, there's a lot of petty here.
This was, I'm Tom Petty. That's how petty I was. And I would not back down, just like Mr. Petty
himself. So you let it all out in one night.
One night.
Wow.
And here's the thing. It's the greatest night of sleep I ever had in my life. It was so peaceful. My head hit the pillow. I don't even remember, I remember my shoulders hitting the mattress, but I don't remember the rest of my body. I was like on a cloud. I could have been dead. This could be a fever dream. I could be in heaven right now because it was.
I'm glad to know I'm in your heaven.
Glorious. That's a weird heaven. I'm still doing the job I did on earth. That is, okay, maybe that's hell.
You must like
now
it.
Now that I just realized it, maybe I'm in hell. But, so with that being said, the next day, wake up, kind of do the one eye. All right. Are we good? All right, no big deal. Got up, went about our day. Didn't hear about it
until the next night.
Entire day. We were good. And then Livy's got her party. That was a rousing success. My sister and my brother-in-law, their two girls, came over afterwards. They made dinner for everybody. We were fat and happy and just enjoying the night. And we're watching, probably for the 1 billionth time, How I Met Your Mother.
Great show.
A great show.
Great show.
Last two seasons got a lot of problems. I can fix that show. You let me rewrite those last two, and everybody's going to go home happy.
We can have this conversation another time, but I'm here for that conversation.
And Vanessa just casually goes, what happened last night? Here's the thing. I never let my guard down because that's how they get you.
Yeah.
All right? It's an innocuous, seemingly innocuous question. And I was like, what do you mean? She's like, well, I woke up and you were in bed. And I was like, I did the thing. This is the big Rich Hayworth. My buddy Jeremy's dad uses this line. And this man has been happily married for 40 years. They've got three beautiful sons, grandkids galore. They live a great life. Both are, one's retired, one's about to be retired. They're a beautiful, wonderful couple. Great, like really the couple you should aspire to.
Mm-hmm.
And one day I heard Big Rich say it, and Jeremy and I have quoted to each other forever. I do not recall. No, but like what happened? Like, did you go to bed and, you know, like, did you know, like, did you realize what you were doing? I do not recall.
And how was that received?
She just kept asking a new question. Well, but I noticed that all the lights were on and the dog was kind of at the door like he had to go out. I do not recall. And I went full congressional testimony for seven questions. And after 7 years of fearing reprisals, cup checks, any of the things that she could have done if she was really pissed at me,
mm-hmm.
you know, seeing divorce lawyers on her phone, any of those things, I think I just exhausted her. I think I said
you broke her down.
I think I willed her down by saying I do not recall. seven times in a row. And you know the best thing is? I did the same damn thing that night as well. You know what she didn't do? She didn't do on Monday night?
Fall asleep
on that damn couch. Yeah. As a matter of fact, I went in to go to the bathroom because I was going to do it three straight nights. We're going tic-tac-toe on this mother. And I walk out of the bathroom and I look because I can see the where she's sitting. And she had been asleep. And I see her on her phone. And I walk out, oh, hon, you want to go to bed? And yeah. So I'm not trying to say that I won.
It
sounds like I won.
It sounds like you won. Congratulations. I'm very happy for you.
It's a big moment.
It's a momentous occasion.
And I'll probably be divorced by Tuesday. Danny.
You got almost a week still.
Danny, that's right. I got six good days left.
Yeah.
Six nights to pull off the same line. Danny, where can people find you, buddy?
Real D Cunningham on Twitter. Just everything I put out goes there.
So you will be back.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow, two to four.
And then next Wednesday, 2 to 4.
Yep.
So we appreciate you, buddy.
Absolutely. Anytime, man.
Danny Cunningham giving us a good few minutes of his time. We got Ross Tucker to give us a few as well next on 92.3 The Fan.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.